Let's talk about Riverside.fm, the leading podcast and video creation platform that's changing the game on how creators record content. Riverside.fm allows you to record studio quality audio and up to 4K video on their platform. Now you can interview a guest 1,000 miles away and it'll sound like you're sitting in the same room. It's as easy to use as Zoom, but gives much higher quality audio and video recordings. Did we mention that they have a mobile app? This allows guests to connect directly from their phone and record content from anywhere. After your content is finished, you can easily grab clips to share them across your social media channels. So if you're looking for a hero platform for all your recording needs, from podcasts to webinars to other video content, you should be using Riverside FM. Sign up today so you can focus on your content and leave the quality to Riverside FM. Use promo code SHIPIT and receive a 30% discount on your first 3 months of your subscription. That's promo code SHIPIT to receive a 30% discount on the first 3 months of your subscription. Back to the show. Welcome to another episode of the City That Never Sleeps podcast. I'm Josh and I am joined by my co-host Alex. We are here to discuss mainly Damian Lillard, and that is the title of this episode. That is what we are going to discuss. Another more news, more leaks, more rumors that Damian Lillard is requesting a trade, and his top teams are the Heat, the 76ers, the Knicks. Are thrown into the mix. And that is why we are going to mainly both of us talk about it. Also, Colin Sexton is going to be thrown in there. Whatever Alex has, scrambled about the, scrapped up or whatever you want to call it, whatever information he's gotten about the Brooklyn Nets. He said he has some Nets news that he's going to talk about as well. For me, it's mainly Damian Lillard, Colin Sexton, trades that will not happen. That is my firm belief. That is really what I think is true. Although it does seem that the Knicks are very big sellers and they want to get a superstar in and make this thing happen within the next year or so. So we'll be able to talk about all of it. But first of all, Alex, how are you?
I'm good. There's been a lot of news today in the NBA. Worked out well that it was today, our recording day, which is usually Friday evening. I mean, Dame is an interesting topic. I think Colin Sexton was another interesting rumor. I'm glad that you mentioned that because I want to talk about that. I think some Knicks fans were being a little bit unreasonable. I'll just say that about the whole Colin Sexton situation. And obviously, I think some are getting a little bit too excited about this Damian Lillard news. He has a few teams on his list. He just talked about an hour ago saying that he's most likely, or, you know, his plan is to stay with the Trailblazers, but he hasn't made a firm decision yet, which in terms of, you know, coded messages means that he is open to leaving, is my guess. And I think the rumors are true that he is willing to leave the Trailblazers and, you know, may actually put in a trade offer. It's going to be an interesting fight to see who can put up the best offer for Dame and who would be able to acquire him. There's lots of teams. I think every team in the NBA would be willing to make an offer for Damian Lillard, except some of those teams that are rebuilding. But there's lots of teams interested. Can the Knicks give the best package out of the lot? That's what, you know, we're going to have to wait to see.
Question, Alex, can we play the Dame clip? The clips, plural? I think we can, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm not too worried. I mean, because it's a
copyright gods. It's over. I'm sorry.
I can't, well, because it's a press conference. I feel like anyone can use it.
Yeah, and we're kind of press, so.
Yeah, we're the press. We were there. I asked a question to Dame myself.
Yeah. He just disguised himself. It wasn't actually Josh. What was your name when you were doing it? You were, you know, something. Just not Josh.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Dan. That was.
I was Dan. Yeah. Okay. What Nets news do you got for us, I guess, to throw
out there? One bit of Nets news. Literally nothing else has happened. Or two bits. One thing, rumor coming out of the Nets camp that the Nets are going to try and be aggressive in free agency, as aggressive as they can considering their salary cap limitations. And also they're going to be adding a new position in the medical staff due to the injuries that the Nets had, especially with the big three throughout last season. And they're going to be looking to get better and stronger in that department. maintaining the health of a lot of these players. So good news there. But again, not much to talk about.
Should we talk about Team USA a little bit and what the hell is going on there?
Oh my God. I mean, what is going on? That's the real question. I just heard today, Bradley Beal's not going to be there and Kevin Love's not going to be there. And they replace him with JaVale McGee
JaVale,
oh my God. Mm-hmm. Like, what? Out of all the people, you have Trae Young, you have Julius Randle, you have, I'm just naming Julius Randle, I'm not giving Julius Randle that much credit, don't worry. But, you have all these players that could be called up and are just not being called up. Ja Morant, another player, I just thought of one now, but like JaVale McGee, like he doesn't even start. He's like the third string center for the Nuggets.
And you want to know the other player that got called up?
It's Keldon Johnson, I want to say?
Keldon Johnson, yeah.
Yeah, Keldon Johnson, yeah. Keldon Johnson. Who I didn't even know about till the other day, by the way.
He had an impressive camp, apparently. Yeah, quite a sure shame.
Super impressive.
But
was it as impressive as the playoff run that Trae Young had? I doubt it.
Well, but we're talking about Bradley Beal, though. So Keldon Johnson, as I look him up currently, I'm not going to lie to you, is a position.
I don't even know who he plays for.
He's a power forward, small forward, who plays for the San Antonio Spurs.
Spurs, right? Yeah. Okay. Well. Oh, that's why Pop's a little bit biased over here.
Ooh, is that what we're calling it?
Is that an accusation? Maybe.
Maybe. Like, where is he on the depth chart here? Oh, he's a starter.
I'm sure he's a starter, but JaVale McGee is not a starter.
He was for the Lakers in their playoff run when they won the finals.
Okay, but even last year in the playoff run, he started the first, like, in some of the small games, and then they had Anthony Davis there at the five.
Mm-hmm. Alex, Keldon Johnson this past year had 12.8 points per game, about 6 rebounds, and 1.8 assists. Although, I guess we should know about the man because he had about 28 minutes a game. He had 28 minutes a game.
All right. Pops is corrupt. I think that's just what we have to deal with now. He got paid off.
Yeah, okay. And they had their game today, right? Yes, today, when we're recording this on Friday.
Yeah.
Canceled.
JaVale McGee is going to feature Popovich on his YouTube channel.
Against Argentina. But they did play Argentina and. No, it's Australia. Australia got canceled today because of COVID. But they did play against Argentina, USA, and absolutely dominated. So I don't know what the hell was going on in the last few exhibition games. But they cruised their way to a 108-80 win. And so, like, I don't know.
How it should be.
Yeah, that is how it should be, and yet we're losing to teams. So I don't know. But Kevin Durant had 17 points. Bradley Beal, 17 points. Zach LaVine, 15 points. Damian Lillard, 13 points. Bam Adebayo, 12 points. And I guess that is some Nets news, Alex. Kevin Durant has always been the top of the score sheet, I think, in every single game that the U.S. men's basketball team has played. What has it been, two exhibitions? I think three.
Yeah, I mean,
It's Kevin Durant. Three exhibitions, they lost 2-1-1.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not good.
No, not good at all. So I don't know what's the deal with the USA team. But, okay, so let's, I guess we talk about Damian Lillard.
Can we talk about Colin Sexton first? Because that was an interesting.
You want to talk about Colin Sexton? So yeah, Colin Sexton seems like he doesn't want out of Cleveland, but Cleveland wants out of him. And they're giving up on him. A little bit too early. Unless, Alex, you think I have it differently, you could mention that. But no, it's Cleveland. Cleveland wants him out at 22 years old, their first round, 8th pick in the 2018 NBA draft. I'm very confused on what is the big deal here. I don't know why. I guess we talk about Colin Sexton when it comes to the Knicks. A player that has been mentioned recently has been Kevin Knox, as he has been, not really playing, and maybe he can be in a trade to Cleveland. I think this is not enough, but one second, Alex. Fireside Knicks, Fansided, the Knicks section of Fansided, had an article out, and they had a mock trade. Colin Sexton goes to the Knicks for Kevin Knox, 19, the number 19 pick this year, and the number 32 pick this year. I'm going to be honest, I don't think that's enough.
I don't think that's enough. I don't think the Cleveland Cavaliers do that, to be honest. I don't. With how good Colin Sexton can be. Yes, there are some flaws in his game, but I don't understand. Alex, I know you wanted to start with this, so you obviously have some points on it. Go ahead.
I saw some Knicks fans, someone brought up, you know, a straight swap, Emmanuel Quickly for Colin Sexton, and they're saying no way. I'm like, how could you possibly? I would accept that deal in a heartbeat. Yes, Emmanuel Quickly showed some great promise, don't get me wrong. But you're talking about a proven player who we know can average upwards of 20 points a game in the NBA versus a player who was a rookie last season, showed some bright spots. But then again, you do have to remember he was a second round pick. He didn't really get a lot of playing time throughout the season, or not, you know, not as much as some of the other players on the Knicks. I would take that in a heartbeat. And some people are saying Kevin Knox and Emmanuel Quickly for Colin Sexton. I would take that. If I were the Knicks, I'd want Colin Sexton for sure, and I would give up Emmanuel Quickly for him.
Yeah, I think that Kevin Knox pick, that little trade is just not enough. And now Knicks fans are saying, like, RJ Barrett's untouchable. I don't know if you saw this, Alex.
Yep, I did.
Yeah. A lot of Knicks fans are saying, nope, we're not giving him up. He's ours. He's ours to stay. I don't know. Like, where do we get this mentality from? I mean, I get it. Yeah, RJ Barrett's a good player. I understand it. But, like, untouchable? Like, yes, developed player. I know. He's there. I would want to keep Quickly, trade Toppin, if anything. But for Damian Lillard, it looks like the mock trades have been 2 first-round picks, 2 pick swaps, Obi Toppin, Quickly, and RJ Barrett. If I was the person doing the trade, I would only do 2 picks, no pick swaps, and Obi Toppin and RJ Barrett. I would include Barrett. I don't know why Knicks fans are valuing him so highly, to be honest. I want to get into the clips in a little bit, but Alex, go ahead.
I think Damian Lillard, if you're trading for Dame, you are guaranteed, you have to put 2 of the 3 in there. You have to have Obi Toppin, Emmanuel Quickly, and RJ Barrett. 2 of those 3 have to be in it. Otherwise, the Blazers aren't doing it, right? One of those guys has to be in there. So Quickly or Barrett has to be in it effectively, right? You have to give up one of them. And I think you probably will have to give up both of them. You know, we saw the James Harden trade. Obviously, that was a bit of a different situation. We saw how much the Nets had to give up for him. I think some Knicks fans are underestimating what you'd have to give up, and I think RJ Barrett would have to be in the deal. I don't think either RJ Barrett or Julius Randle, and I don't think Julius Randle's going anywhere because I think he's part of the attraction for Damian Lillard to come. So I think either that or you're giving up more picks than, you know, you're talking maybe 4 first rounders, Emmanuel Quickly and Obi Toppin, something like that, and Kevin Knox. You're talking something like that, you know, and it, you know, you'd that's what would happen if you tried to keep RJ Barrett out of the deal.
All right, you ready to go to clips?
Sure.
So we got 2 clips. We got a very short clip, like a 10-second clip on Damian Lillard. Will you be in a Blazers jersey next season? And this is Lillard responding to the rumors about that. This is Damian Lillard. I want to redo that. This is Damian Lillard kind of responding to the rumors that he will request a trade. Here we go.
I woke up to those reports. You know, a lot of people reaching out to me. But it's not true. You know, I start off the rip and say it's not true. I said the last time I spoke to you guys that a lot of things are being said and, you know, it hasn't come from me. So, number one, it's not true. And secondly, I'll also say that I haven't made any firm decision on, you know, what my future will be. So there's really no need for anybody else to speak for me or report this or report that. You know, if it's something to be said, as I said the last time, I'll speak directly with my team and with Neil. So, you know, that's that.
All right. So, Alex, just thoughts just based off that clip.
I think it's a very fine, he's being careful with what he's saying quite clearly. I don't think it's as clear cut as some of the media made it out to be when they, you know, all the news broke this morning about how he's requesting a trade. I wouldn't say he's I don't think he's ever going to officially request a trade, because I think the Blazers know that he probably wants to leave. I think the Blazers, and I think Damian Lillard, out of common courtesy, because obviously when you put in a trade request, the value that you can get back for that player goes down instantly, right? So I think Damian Lillard also, you know, he's been with the Trailblazers for a long time. I think he'd want to, you know, pay them back a little bit. Maybe he's not happy, but I don't think he'd ever do that, because the value that they'd get would just go right down. I don't think it really changes anything, to be honest, what he said. He didn't request a trade. I think that's what he was shocked about. And I think he was shocked about the fact that they said that he was going to, you know, hand in a transfer a trade request.
All right, adding one in here, we have Damian Lillard speaking on what the Blazers at least need to do to take a step forward, obviously, with now this stacked Western Conference that looks to be even getting more stacked with the Suns in the NBA Finals, if that makes any sense. Alex, you know what I'm saying, right? I mean, who expected the Suns to be a big contender here? I did. But, you know, Suns, Jazz, there's a stacked Western Conference. I don't think that's any debate. But, yeah. What do the Blazers need to do to become a better team or to take a step forward? Here we go.
What can you share the conversations you've had with Chauncey since he's been hired and with Neil this offseason about how the organization as a whole needs to take a step forward so that you guys make that next step to a championship run?
I think the best way to put it is just to be more urgent. Be more urgent about what our next step is and how we move forward. I think we have a lot of pride about, you know, we've made the playoffs all these years in a row. You know, we're not a bad team. We're a winning team. You know, we're in the playoffs every year. We got a great environment. We in a great city. You know, we have great fans. It's a lot of positives, you know, but I just think we've reached that point where it's like, okay, but it's not enough. Do we actually want to win it all? Is that what we're shooting for? And we got to do things to show that, you know, we got to, you know, put action behind that desire to win at that level. And, you know, that's been my only thing this entire time.
You know, going off of that, I would say, again, doesn't change anything. Obviously, he wants to kind of he doesn't want to say anything about his new coach, right? Obviously, that's been a big thing, though, as Chauncey Billups has been hired to fill the role of the Portland Trail Blazers head coach. The rumors, once again, have swirled out that this is why Damian Lillard wants out. He didn't really like the hire of Chauncey Billups. He wanted Jason Kidd instead, if I'm correct. And, yeah, he did not get obviously what he wanted, and that's why it seems to be that people think he wants out. Alex, I'm sure not, but any changes that you think based on that clip?
No, not really. I mean, I'm kind of done with the conversation now, to be honest. I know it's kind of like a silly thing to say, but I don't really have any more thoughts about that. I think Damian Lillard's, you know, professional enough at this point to understand that you don't always get the coach you want. I don't think that's probably the main reason. I'd say it's more that the lack of success in the playoffs, that would be more of the key of him wanting to leave.
Okay, sorry. Last one. I apologize. I know you're done. 1 second.
Here we go. I'm done with Damian Lillard. Unless he comes to the Nets, then we can rediscuss.
Yeah, with your four superstars. Okay, here we go.
But to be clear and try to get some clarity on it, do you expect to be in a Portland uniform this season?
Yeah, I expect to be.
There you go. Whoa, what a big answer there from Damian Lillard. Congrats. I mean, that's such an easy question to answer. Yeah, obviously. You know, what else would I expect to be in? What other jersey, you know? But yeah, so there you go. That's our scoop on the Damian Lillard trade. That's where my point stands. If we do happen to trade for him, I only want to throw in two picks and you Toppin, not quickly, if we're going to have to throw in one of those two rookies, not both of them, one of them, and it's going to be Toppin, and RJ Barrett is fine. So those four for Damian Lillard, I would happily accept. And then for Colin Sexton, probably again, two first round picks, and Toppin maybe, but if they want a point guard back, I guess quickly, but, yeah, that's my thoughts on the trade. Alex, you want to say what the trades, if you were going to give the trade? I don't think it matters because you're not a Knicks fan. You don't care about that, do you?
If I were to say, if I were to give my guesstimate of a trade that the Portland Trail Blazers would accept, I would say 2 first-round picks, RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickley, Obi Toppin, and maybe 1 or 2 pick swaps. And that would be my deal. And then for Colin Sexton, I think you're looking at Emmanuel Quickley and either Kevin Knox or like a first-round pick.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. And then are we good to move on to trivia? I think it's time.
Yes. And I'm going first today. Okay. I already have my question. I'm sorry. I'm overrunning you. It's over for you. My question. I'm going right into it. Okay. My question is, it's a multiple choice question here. Which school has produced the most NBA draft picks for the Knicks in their franchise history? So I'm going to name 4 schools. One of them has produced the most Knicks players that have been drafted by the Knicks, if that makes any sense. So the 4 schools are Ohio State, St. John's, North Carolina, and Kentucky.
It's really hard. I think it's either North Carolina or St. John's. Is one of those two right, or do you not want to say?
One of those two is correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to go St. John's.
That is correct.
Yes!
St. John's is correct. Finally 33.1% were St. John's, 31.5% Kentucky, and 21.5% North Carolina. So St. John's is the most, yes. Okay. So you got that correct. Congratulations.
Oh, I'm so happy right now. Thank you. I'd like to accept this award on behalf of my family, my friends. I thank, the entire, brain of mine to get that
answer. All right, we don't need a whole speech, Josh. Okay.
Okay. Your question. Sorry, Alex. Oh, you had to mess that up, Alex. That's what you get. Do you hear that? You heard that, right?
It already thinks I got it wrong, and I haven't even answered the question yet.
Yeah, seriously. Sorry, I pressed the wrong button here. Here, let me just get it. Okay, we got it ready. Sorry, Alex. I apologize, sir. You ready for this? You ready for this question?
Yes.
All right, you got 4 options as well. Which Nets player has the most 3-pointers in a season? Is it A, D'Angelo Russell, B, Darren Williams, C, Alan Crabb, or D, Joe Harris?
I mean, it has to be Joe Harris, right? But wait, before you go, that's not my official guess yet.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Harris is obviously one. It's not D'Angelo Russell, I'm pretty sure. Who are the other two besides D'Angelo Russell and Joe Harris?
Well, the other one's Alan Crabb and Darren Williams.
I'm going to go Joe Harris because I think it's a reverse trick.
Well, Alex, in the 2018-19 NBA season...
Yes. Oh, wait, no.
D'Angelo Russell... spoke too soon. D'Angelo Russell finished the season with a franchise record 234 three-pointers, earning his first All-Star selection.
I know he made a lot of three-pointers, but I didn't remember that much.
Nets D'Angelo Russell. See, that was a time. That was a time right there.
That was a time. All right. Well, I got mine wrong this time, and I'm upset about it, so I'm just going to be quiet now.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you for listening to this episode of the City That Never Sleeps podcast. You can follow Alex on Twitter at @anorian23. You can go follow me on Twitter at @joshjolo29. And we will continue this offseason content next week with more Knicks and Nets talk and hopefully some USA men's basketball wins, please. Oh, and the NBA Finals. We forgot to talk about that in today's episode. Series is tied 2-2 after we saw the Suns. I mean, we both had the Suns winning in 6. So, Alex, last question I leave you with today. Suns pull off 2 straight, win in 6.
I think it's going to go to 7, but maybe. Who knows?
I completely agree. And I'm not going to lie. You
wrote off the Bucks a little bit too quickly, I think.
A little bit too quickly. Yeah. It's 2-2.
A little bit too Emmanuel quickly.
Wow. What a way to end this episode. All right. We'll see you next week.
Welcome to the All 80s Movies Podcast.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jason, and this is the podcast where we talk about the blockbusters, the flops, and everything in between from one of the freshest decades for movies, the 1980s. So whether you're a brain, a jock, a valley girl, or a Jedi, we've got some 80s classics for you.
Do these movies stand the test of time? Are we discovering something new? Is there an 80s movie we're finally watching for the first time?
Join us each week as we dive into the cinematic nostalgia that inspired and influenced a generation. From the hits to the cult classics, we'll discuss our earliest memories, favorite scenes, fun facts, and our not-so-favorite movie moments, too.
It's the All 80s Movies Podcast, now available on all major streaming platforms. Please subscribe and happy listening.